As we prepare this week for Shavuos and we think about the Kabbalah Satorah and the scene of what it was at Matan Torah, unparalleled in the history of the world, the miracles, thunder, lightning, the shofar. But the Torah does not just describe what Har Sinai looked like, it even describes, so to speak, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu looked like. When describing the revelation of Kabbalah Satorah, the Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan says, "Umarek Kvod Hashem ke'esh ucheles berosh har l'nei kol b'nei Yisrael," that Hashem appeared like a consuming fire. But the language of an esh ocheles seems redundant. All fires are consuming. It should have simply said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like an esh. What does it mean, an esh ocheles? Explains the great Ksav v'HaKabbalah Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg. He says that we know that at Kabbalah HaTorah and at the revelation on Har Sinai, the Jews rose to a prophet-like level. An unbelievable time of what it was to receive the Torah, the word of Hashem, directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something that never happened before and will never happen again. The idea of becoming the Am Segula and becoming the people, the chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, receiving this great gift of the Torah. But says Rev Mecklenburg, don't think that every Jew was automatically, instantaneously transformed into this prophet-like level. Don't think that everybody, just by being there, you automatically became like the greatest servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever in the world. At Har Sinai, says Rav Mecklenburg, every Jew saw something, but that impacted differently on the person, because it was a proportionate to whatever preparation you had put into it. It was not that if the day before Matan Torah you were lounging around doing whatever you wanted and all of a sudden the next day you became like this unbelievable relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I sat there and I prepared and I got ready, then my experience was even greater. That's what it means in Eish Ocheles. Connecting to Hashem, receiving the Torah, is like a fire that takes hold of various objects. Some objects are by their nature combustible, and when touched by a small flame, produce an enormous fire. But some things are not as combustible, and when a flame is put there, very, very little happens. At Har Sinai, some people put in a tremendous amount of preparation, and some put in a little bit less. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, those that had prepared for it were consumed by Hashem's fire, enveloped by his embrace, inspired by his presence. And others that had not prepared, they had a little flame inside themselves. It had flickered, but it wasn't an esh ocheles. As we prepare to receive the Torah, we have to remind ourselves of this great responsibility we have, that the more that we put in, the more commitment, the more dedication, the more limud Torah, the more that our fire will continue to grow, both in our limud Torah and our connection, because that fire can continue to penetrate and to grow into an even bigger flame.